From English Mojo. Two British media titans are squaring off for battle over an accusation of libel in a British royal motto. Got it right. Newspaper. Where are they preparing to fight? At the Palais de Justice in Paris, of course. According to reports, twin businessmen Sir David and Sir Frederick Barclay, owners of the Daily Telegraph newspaper, claim that an article in the Times of London newspaper contained false and defamatory allegations about their business practices. So the twins stirred from their home in Monaco. National motto, with God's help. A densely populated country sheltering the highest per capita ratio of millionaires on earth, in a tax haven and mild sunny climate. To launch a lawsuit against their fellow Brits. The recipients of their attentions were the Times editor, Robert Thompson, and its media editor, Dan Sabat, author of the offending piece. Sir Dave and Sir Fred thought they'd try for damages and costs of 80,000 euros, because according to their French lawyer, it was quicker, easier, and more efficient than doing so in England. This seemed to surprise the defendants, who said the edition in question wasn't even available in France. But the Barclay boys' lawyer found a distribution company who said it did indeed circulate in the land of freedom, equality, and brotherhood. Two different charges are in dispute, and so far the French court system has agreed to hear only one, the criminal charge of libel. Under the system there, libel cases are tried by a three-judge panel that runs a trial, usually lasting only a few hours. Verdicts usually follow in a few weeks. Sir Dave and Sir Fred already know the ropes about suing their countrymen in the land of crepes. They won a conviction 10 years ago in Brittany against a BBC journalist over a documentary about them. More at EnglishMojo.com.